WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to another episode of Modern Stoicism. China's tools for today's challenges. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a scroll from ancient Rome. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care all while battling the constant buzz of notifications demanding your attention. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to conquer that chaos and actually feel in control? Today, we're diving into a superpower that can transform your life. Prioritization. Think of it like this. Time is your most valuable resource, and prioritizing is like being the CEO of your own schedule. You get to decide what projects deserve your attention and energy, and which ones can wait or maybe even be delegated. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Sounds pretty epic, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to master the art of prioritization. First things first. Know thyself. What truly matters to you? What are your non-negotiables? Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or making a real difference in your community. Once you know your core values, you can start aligning your actions with them. Think of those as your guiding stars in a vast sea of tasks and responsibilities. Next up, the Eisenhower Matrix. This bad boy is a game changer. It helps you categorize tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important, important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. You're aiming to spend most of your time on the important but not urgent quadrant, those activities that contribute to your long-term goals and well-being. Now, let's talk realistic expectations. You're a human, not a superhero. Trying to do everything at once is a recipe for burnout. Embrace the power of saying no to commitments that don't align with your priorities or drain your energy. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your time. Fourthly, schedule like a pro. Blocking out time in your calendar for specific tasks can make all the difference. Treat these blocks as sacred appointments, no distractions allowed. It's amazing how much more productive you become when you have dedicated chunks of time for focused work. Finally, don't forget to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your progress and celebrate the milestones you achieve along the way. This helps you stay motivated and reinforces the positive impact of your prioritization efforts. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like a pinball machine. Well, picture this. You're heading into a big presentation, but instead of feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you're calm, confident, and ready to rock it. You've prioritized the most important tasks, delegated what you can, and carved out time for focused preparation. You walk into that room feeling like a superhero because you've mastered the art of prioritization. So how does this actually work in real life? Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who juggles a full-time job, raising 2 kids, and trying to maintain a semblance of personal time. She used to feel constantly overwhelmed, running from one task to another with no clear direction. Then, she discovered the power of prioritizing. Sarah started by identifying her core values: family, well-being, and professional growth. Using the Eisenhower Matrix, she categorized her tasks and focused on what truly mattered. She learned to delegate household chores, schedule dedicated time for family activities, and blocked out chunks of time for work projects. The result? Sarah feels calmer, more in control, and even has some precious me time now. Remember, folks, you're not just managing your time, you're shaping your life. Every choice you make about what deserves your attention is a step towards creating the reality you want. So, let's recap. Prioritize your values, categorize tasks with the Eisenhower Matrix, set realistic expectations, schedule like a boss, and celebrate those wins. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to implement these prioritization skills? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this journey towards a more intentional and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.